Just a couple days ago, the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau told lawmakers that Doyle's proposed tax freeze would save homeowners more than the Republican version. The GOP immediately revised their plan to impose tighter taxing limits on schools and local governments. Their new proposal would require that property tax levies the next couple years be no higher than 2004-2005 levels. Taxes could only go up if there's new construction. It's much different than Doyle's version, which works based on sending $850 million more in state aid to schools. The governor would rely on transferring money away from other programs to cover the bill. GOP Assemblyman Dean Coffert chairs the legislature's budget committee. He says the state can't afford the expense of Doyle's plan right now.
I don't believe we could spend $850 million of our $1.1 billion in revenue growth all in one area.
In a written statement, Doyle accused Republicans of hitting the political panic button with their new plan. He said earlier yesterday that his own tax freeze is the only one that would protect schools by covering two-thirds of their expenses.
Apparently, the fight is coming down to whether we should be really helping fund public education at the two-thirds level. And if that's the fight, then let's have that fight, because I know the public strongly supports that we make an increased effort to education.
Fiscal Bureau estimates now show that over the next 2 years, the governor's tax freeze plan would save the average homeowner $2 versus $11 in savings under the new GOP plan. Assembly Speaker John Gard says his members will pass their proposal today. Senate Republicans say they'll start discussing it next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.